All right, guys, welcome again to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. Yes, you're seeing the familiar face of Mercedes here. Yes. So this is another episode, and this time around, we want to dig deeper into us being podcasters. All right? Yes. Welcome to the show today. No need for, you've already met her, so you know all the stories. So no need for the trivia questions. We're just going to go directly into the conversation of the day. Mercedes, what inspired you to start your podcast?
Really good question and very deep. As I reflect back on the why, and I really like the fact that you started with the why. There is a TED Talk by Simon...
Simon Sinek.
Yes,
there start you go. Start with why.
There you go. Yes. So it's all about the why. If we figure out the why, I believe we're able to figure out many things in
absolutely.
Life. So why did I start the podcast? Well, so I started tapping into the Untapped by the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. And I think I was at a time in my life where I was not thriving in the way that I wanted to thrive, and that I knew I had the talent
capacity.
And the capacity to thrive. Mm. And so although I was in that stage, I still had a deep desire within me to help, inspire, and empower communities to thrive. Mm. And on previous podcast, we were talking about service. And so that deep drive inside me allowed me or illuminated me into saying, why don't I create a podcast? Mm. This is temporary, this will pass, but let me showcase and create a platform, a holistic platform, a global platform, where different leaders will come together and share their story so we can all thrive together and we can have an impact on global communities.
Mm. No. For anyone who has gone through my courses, my challenges, or if you've read my book, Podcasting with a Difference, you would know already that the first question, so I have my five-step framework, and the first framework is the seven important or foundational questions that you need to ask yourself. And the number one question that you need to ask yourself is why? Why are you starting a podcast? Why did you start your podcast? Why do you want to start a podcast? Are you starting a podcast because everyone is podcasting now? You're seeing all the microphone and it's like, oh my, I can do this. And you do, is that why? Or you're like, they say you can make money. You've watched somebody like, what's his name? Steven Bartlett, and said, you know, who actually resigned from his own company.
Wow.
Steven resigned from his own company to start his podcast. And his podcast is doing amazingly well. He has a whole team around it. And you're like, man, there must be money in this for a whole CEO to leave his company to come and start a podcast. And you're like, you know what? I'm going for the money. There's nothing wrong with going for the money. But do you understand that that is your why? And do you know what it takes to be able to get there? What is your why? And that's just so important. So if you ask me, what's my why? Why did I start? Honestly speaking, I've said it before, but I just wanted to impact lives. I just knew that I exist for more than this, for just more than doing whatever it is that I do in my little corner, in my little space. I knew I wanted to impact lives, but I felt like I needed a platform that would multiply the impact, or that would spread the impact, that would make the impact sort of global. And podcasting was it for me. Because honestly, on my podcast, on my years of being a podcaster, I'm going to be celebrating the 150th episode soon. And I think at this time now, it should probably be the next, like it should be next week, because I think this should be episode 149.
Oh, so wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a milestone.
You know, and in this, you know, time of being, of doing this, I have met people from almost all the continents in the world. Asia, Europe, America, Middle East, Africa, you know, what's the remaining? Antarctica is what's remaining. And where again? I don't know, like maybe North America. I don't know, right? And it's just been amazing. And now, like you said, without even saying it to her, she said exactly the same thing. Like, absolutely, podcasts open doors for you, and it has for me without any doubt. And this is why I'm so passionate about it. And I keep telling people, young ones, you can dive into it now. You have time. The older ones, you can leverage it to pass on your knowledge to the next generation. You can use it as a tool to establish your legacy. What do you want to be remembered for? Your podcast can be that tool that you use to tell the world what you want them to remember you for. You spent years being in the corporate world, being in business, you've acquired knowledge, you've acquired experiences. How can you pass on the knowledge that you've acquired all these years to the next generation? Podcasting is one too. What has been the hardest part of podcasting for you?
Well, so I have a full-time role, several roles at some point as well, because I wear multiple hats.
Mm.
And it's not a full-time thing for me as a podcast, but I do put a lot of effort passion into it, and I do have help as well, and I have to give credit the graphic designer, Ikra, who is a wonderful lady, and she's a mom, and she helps to do the graphic design. And I also have a sound editor. And so I'm not alone doing this. I couldn't do it alone, obviously. There is work behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we were talking earlier of the record of the multiplier effect.
Mm.
And why are we here? Why are we doing this? And I think it's also related to sort of my mission, which is to remove the stigma that, for example, careers in cybersecurity or careers in technology or careers in STEM are only for a particular kind of profile of person. We are women, it's fine. We can work in cybersecurity, we can work in tech, we can work in innovation, we can work in whatever we choose to work in, and we can develop the capacity and the skills to do so. And so sometimes I get messages from girls all over the world, in remote areas, who told me, I have been listening to the podcast, and now because of the podcast, I want to do this, this, that, or I want to start a career in tech. How do I start? And that purpose to me is fulfilled, because sometimes women don't have enough visibility for certain reasons.
Yeah.
And so providing visibility to them as a result of their relentless journey, efforts, knowledge. I think it can also open doors for them, obviously.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I have been on this, and I've been training people on how to set up their podcast, helping them set it up. I also, you know, coach people who, like, executives who are busy and like, but they know they're transitioning soon and they want to have something on the side that they do on how they're impacting their world. Like, majorly, the driving force here is impact, wanting to impact another life positively. And like just she just said, that's it, just brought a smile to my face. I can imagine somebody calling me up. I remembered it was one time I asked for a feedback, and somebody messaged and said, you know, I think I sent an email or something, and then the person responded like, I listened or I watched one of your episodes with somebody, and I think that person was from, I think, Canada. He was in Canada. He's originally Russian, but he's in Canada, and he suffered from addiction of pornography for a long time, for like 8 years of his life. And now he's out and he's helping other people out. And so somebody gave a feedback, like they actually watched that particular episode, get help, and now they're getting better.
Wow.
You know, like that's a blessing. Like, there is no way on earth that I could have helped that person on my own. I have no clue about porn. Like, I'm not addicted. I can't help you in any way. It's not a topic that I would broach on my own. But being a podcaster and having the opportunity for others to be able to come and share their story, their knowledge, their areas of expertise, they are able to also extend their help. And how on earth probably would he in Nigeria have been helped with somebody in Canada, right? So this is just such a beautiful opportunity to make impact. And this is why we do what we do as podcasters. So if you're thinking of starting your podcast and you've been, you know, thinking, look at her. She's a managing director at a regional level, not regional. So that means she's heading countries, not one country. She's heading countries. She's heading regions, right? But still, she's looking for that time. So there's a way around it. So you can't pause your desire to impact lives because of your current job. If your heart is truly there, you're going to find ways, and there is help available. So don't get stuck up, you know, and say, how would I do it? Ask for help. We're here to help you.
How can we help?
How can I help you? Honestly, yes, we just had to do this episode to say, you know what? As podcasters, let us tell them how happy we are with what we do as podcasters. If you're going to leave a word for anyone thinking of starting a podcast or very new and they're just struggling and worried about the numbers, like, I don't have a large following, you know, I'm having to beg people to come on my show, for those who are doing, you know, interview style, or for those who are doing solo, they're like, it's just not flowing, I'm struggling. What would you have to say to them?
Start with the why. Why are you doing this? What do you want to achieve? Are you aiming to impact? Are you looking at the numbers? Are you in for the short run? Are you in because it's trendy to do it? Start with the why.
Go back to your why. If you're just starting, start with why. If you've started and you're struggling, go back to your why. See, my student will tell you, and I even have a journal, a podcasting journal on Amazon. You can go check it out, my journal, podcasting journal, the podcasting difference, the journal. It helps you go back, and that's why it's a journal. Like, you write it, you write the answers to all the 7 questions down, so that every time you are discouraged, every time you get to half of the road and it feels like you can't see, you can go back and look at, okay, why did I start this in the first place? Am I still on track? Am I still hungry for the impact? Was my why strong enough? Because another thing is, if your why is not strong enough, it might become like a shaky foundation for you later on. And that's why we always go back and reflect and say, okay, this was why I started. Is this still why I'm in this? If the why has changed, nothing is wrong with it. Just update your why. Update your why, so that, because the why keeps you anchored. So on those days you are low, I mean, there are days like I'm like, oh my God, like, why am I really doing this? And I remember that one person. I don't even know the person. That's the funniest thing. I don't know the person, but just the imagination that there is one person who is probably waiting for my next episode so that they can be inspired. Am I going to rob that person? And whatever challenges I might be going through at the time, I just dump it and get the work done and get that episode out there so that that person can get that episode and get the strength they need. Because sometimes, again, I'm going to leave this for podcasters, especially for those of you who are already podcasting or who are new in this field and you're getting discouraged. I need you to know that it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. It's tough. There are days that you would even literally, there is nothing you can do. You're going to miss an episode or even two. But it's okay. When you go back to your why, to know that you're out in this for the long haul. It's like saying you're going on a trip. If you're going from, let's say, New York to Atlanta, for example, and probably you're doing a road trip, the fact that there's traffic on the road does not mean you're going to turn back. You're just probably going to, if it is important for you to be in the next destination, there might be a detour, there might be a delay. You might have to shut down your engine at some point and just sleep in your car, right? You might have to park in a motel for a day. Maybe the road is just so bad and you can't move on. You might have to pause and park for a while, refresh, go eat, go have breakfast, take a shower, meet somebody new. But then, because it is important to get to your destination, you're going to get right back in that car and drive to your destination. In the same way, on the days that you find it very difficult to move, it is okay to take a break. It is okay to take a pause. It is okay to just, you know what, shut it down for a season, for a month, like not too long, just to gather momentum again. It's okay. But always put your why in front of you and remember that one person that is being blessed just by seeing you show up at all. This is one thing that has really helped me in my consistency game. Even in my workouts, there are days like I just don't want to work out. Like I even miss it out for like a couple of days. But then I remember that somebody probably watched 2 or 3 videos of mine ago where I kept shouting about consistency. And kept talking about, you know, showing up and being there and respecting your own words, respecting the commitment that you said you were the one who set the goal in the first place. Nobody told you to set the goal. You set the goal. So can you respect yourself enough to follow through with that goal? When I remember that, I jump up and I say, you know what? We're working out today. And it just keeps me going, right? And I mean, I adjust. Sometimes I set out to do it every day. I end up doing it 3 times a week. But, you know, it is what it is. It is life. So please give yourself some grace. But remember that it is okay to rest, but don't give up. Please. Do not give up, okay?
You know, I was recently on a Qatar Airways flight, Sabine 777.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful
flight.
Yeah. And I was going to Miami. And as I was on board of the plane, I was looking at entertainment on the flight, and there was a podcast. And so there is an entrepreneur, tech entrepreneur, who I really admire. Her name is Whitney, and she's the founder of Bumble. She had previously helped to launch Tinder.
Mm.
And so she has a very interesting story because she always shares her story in a very open way. She went through some allegations in terms of bullying in her career. She did not stop.
Mm.
And then she founded her own company. And so I was really inspired by listening to her podcast as I was, you know, on a flight, on a very long flight to Miami all the way from Kuwait. And when we talk about platforms of scale, we never know who are we impacting. And if we keep our story for ourselves, others will not benefit from our story and they will not be inspired to take action accordingly.
Absolutely. You never, like, you have no clue how many people you are impacting. So just focus on that one person. Honestly, it's a lifesaver, because if you focus on that one person, you would just keep it helps with your consistency game. But if you focus on the numbers, like literally, then you'll be discouraged easily, because there are days that you post, make a post. Like I've had podcast episodes that I felt like, man, this is so powerful. And I go and look at the number, I'm like, what did I do wrong? What happened? Why are people not listening? Why are people not clicking? But you know what?
How can we promote it?
You know?
Better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You see, that's help right there. You know, but again, what just keeps me going is like, okay, at least one person watched it. So that's fine. Why I figure out, okay, what's going wrong? What can I do better? How can I make this more known, more seen by more people? But I can keep going because my focus is just one person. And I mean, we're 7 billion in the world. So if I'm reaching out to one person, come on, I'm gonna show up for that one person. But it's so beautiful because that one person is multiplied in like 1 million people.
Multiply effect.
Oh my God. Honestly, I hope that this episode has encouraged, has inspired you. And your case might not be podcasting. Like, it might just be like, you know what, this is not podcasting for me. But there's something that your heart is in that you want to do. Maybe yours is writing a book. Maybe yours is starting a course. Maybe yours is maybe changing a career, right? Or even stepping into a relationship or stepping out of a relationship, whatever it is for you that your heart is in, ask yourself, why is it important that you take the next step forward? And once you know your why, just do it. And in no time, the multiplier effect will kick into place and you'll begin to see the result. Sometimes beyond what you've imagined. Thank you for listening today. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you. So happy to do it. Thank you. You make things happen.
Yes, girl. See you on the 150th episode.